We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Davav Amud Aleph, and we are starting six lines from the top of Davav Amud Aleph. Beginning of the line is the Loik Rabbi Kiva of Hecha Shaminin. That's what we're starting. A quick Hakdama. There are four Maris Dagon, and like Rashi explains in Davav Amud Aleph, anything below these four Maris, anything less white than these four, is not a Nega, it's called a Bayak. What are the four levels of Maris Dagon? There's Sheleg, that's the whitest. And the second to whitest is Tzemer Lavan, which is wool. And then there's Sidah HaEichel, and there's Krum Beya. And the Mishnah had said that Baharis is the Av, and it has a Toldah that's Sidah HaEichel, which is 1 and 3. The 1 is the Av, and the 3 is the Toldah of the first Av. And Seis, which is the second level of white, is the other Av, and it has a Toldah Krum Beya. And the Mishnah is saying that why does Mishnah tell you what's the Av and a Toldah? Because coming to Legabe Tzir of Tagris, everything's totally in Av and Toldos. And the Gemara says it's not Shtim Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva says everything's totally in Milus. Everything's totally in Milus. That means Beheres and Seis are Mitzdarev because they're next to each other. And then Seis and Sid are also Mitzdarev. Kimavuya Rashio over here, it's also Mitzdarev because they're next to each other. Yesterday we said that maybe it would sound like to the Gemara that he holds you need a Toldo also, but it's Mavuya in the Gemara and Davav that you don't have to have it told us. Everything is totally in Zeh L'mayla Mezeh. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, Sid would be Mitzdarev to Se'es. But Sid would not Mitzdarev to Baharis, which is Sheleg, because that's two above it. And then you have the lowest, is Krum, and Krum and Sid would be Mitzdarev because they're next to each other. That's what comes according to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, the Mishnah there that says Atoli and Avin told us, not Atoli and Milus, can't be Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says Atoli and Milus, and one above another. But according to the Tana the Mishnah, everything told Av and told us, and we saw in the Gemara that there is exception to the rule. Krum Beya is mitzdarif with number two, which is four is mitzdarif number two. Eyes not on top of each other. The answer is because the Gemara says l'sa'is l'sapachas is a special drasha teaching us that sapachas is a tuffle to the sa'is, and that's teaching us that the Krum Beya, which is a tuffle, a tolda of that, could be mitzdarif, even though it's two above. That's how he's mechadish, that this, even for Rabbi Kiva, that would be mitzdarif. And we'll see that more as we go along the Gemara. Maybe we'll see that a little more again when we see Rashi about this. So let's start the Gemara. V'heicha shaminan l'Rabbi Kiva zu l'mayla mezu. Where do we find that Rabbi Kiva holds everything's totally in milus and not totally in av and tolda? Now, the place we're going to bring a raya from is from a conversation. We're going to bring a raya from a conversation that Rabbi Kiva agrees to a certain question, so we see by him everything is totally in Zulu Maila Mazu. Zok the Gemara, Beichas Mila Kiva Zulu Maila Mazu, Ilim Ha'ad Tain Lutan Abraisa, Om Rabbi Yasi, Shal Yeshua Benoy Shal Rabbi Kiva, Mir Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's son, Rabbi Yeshua, asked him a question. Now, this is the famous Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha. Rabbi Kiva was a kareach, either means he's bald or not a pshat, but like upon him, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha is this Rabbi Shua ben Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Shua asked his father, Rabbi Akiva, "Prima omru maris de goam shnayim shmarba." Why do we say what the maris de goam are, two which is four? Why do we say the four colors of the goam? So Rabbi Kiva asked him, "Amaloi vim la ba yomru." What do you mean? What should you say? So he said, I mean to ask this, Yemru mikrum beya v'lemayla tamei. Just say anything whiter than a krum beya is tamei, because we know there's only four shades of white. Above krum beya is another three. And below, and once you say that everything above that is tamei, I'll know everything below that is tahar. And you don't have to give me every single name of every single nega. I understand. Once you say krum beya v'lemayla, then I'll understand all the colors of nega. So he answered to him, Amaloi. So he answered, Rabbi Kiva answered his son, that first of all, in the Kasha, why do you tell him to say Krum Beya L'mayla? It's like Rashi says, Lo'il Mishana Odm Tamid Derech Ksara. It's always good to teach a Mishnah in the shortest way possible. Here you're making everyone confused. He's telling them all different names in the Gom. It's very confusing. Just say, Mikrum Beya L'mayla is a Nega. Anything under that is a Bayak. It's not a Nega. And we know all the colors. Everyone knows the colors. So he says, I'll tell you why. So he answered, I want to teach, the reason why we say all the names in the Goyim, teach you that it's Mestarif. Amaloi, still Shver. So I still have a shorter way of doing it. But Yoimru, let the Mishnah say, Mekrum Beya Vilamayla Tomei, and Mestarif Mzem Zem. Anything above Krum Beya Vilamayla is Tomei, and it's Mestarif for each other. The reason why I mentioned every single color, every single nega, in order to teach you this din, that a kohen cannot pass, we know the only way to pass on a nega is you have to have the kohen. If the kohen doesn't say it's tamei or tar, there's no din. The negam works all with the kohanim. Now, if the kohen doesn't know colors, doesn't have a good shimush on which colors what, he cannot pass on the negam. And that's why the Mishnah speaks out every single color in order to teach us this halacha, that a kohen has to be a baki in all the colors of negam. Tosis actually speaks out, the Tosis in the first wide line, Kisha ein Yisrael chacham imay, the Yisrael baki imay, fill a kohen shaita, oimele Yisrael, oimele tovu amay. If you have someone there who knows it, he can explain it to you, balak upon him. That's why the Mishnah mentions every word. Now, from this conversation we just learned in this Braisa, we are going to figure out that Rabbi Akiva holds that go zulam alam azul. Why? So the Gemara goes ahead and explains. The Gemara says, "Ve'ilu mesira heichav l'maya loy ka'amar, min deloy amar lei shmamino shmila rekiva doma kulu l'vahadi seis mitzdarfim." The Gemara says like this: when he asked the Makasha, he said, "Why don't you just say mikrum beya v'lamayla tamei mitzdarfim zeh mzeh?" So Gemara's medayik, it's not enough to say that. You have to say each toldo with their av. Which really, the son should have asked Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua should ask Rabbi Akiva, let it say Mekrum Be'ev and Lamay L'Tamei Mitzdarif, and Mesid Lamay L'Tamei Mitzdarif. Because you have to bring out that the Iker Tzirif is the Av with the Tolda. So if Rabbi Akiva held everything's Tolda and Av and Toldas, what he should have asked Rabbi Akiva is, the shortest way possible is Mekrum Be'ev and Lamay L'Mesid V'Lamay L'Tamei. Sid is the other Tolda. That's what he should have said. And since he didn't say that, he just said Mekrum Be'ev Elamayla. So Shmamina, the Shmila Rekiva Damakula Bahadi Se'es Mitzdarfim, which Rashi explains, Ba'arichas, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Se'es is Mitzdarfim for both its toldas. The Se'es has two toldas. Both Sid and Krum are toldas of Se'es. Because he says, Rabbi Akiva, there is no tolda Lebaharas. Because if it would be a Toldah to Beheres, like we saw before in the Gemara, the number 4 is Mistarf number 2. Why? Because it is a Toldah of it. So if Beheres would have a Toldah, so then number 3 would be Mistarf number 1. But he holds, Rabbi Kiv holds, there are no Toldahs for Beheres. There's only a Toldah for Seis. So therefore, the order is that you have Beheres, Seis, Sid and Krum. Now, both Sid and Krum are Mistarif with Se'es. The reason why Sid is Mistarif because it's next to it. And and Krum is Mistarif because it's a Tolda. And Se'es and Beheres are Mistarif because they're next to each other and because they're both obvious. It also works, they're next to each other and they're Mistarif. And the Iker Chiddush of this is that Sid is not Mistarif with the top level with Beheres. Why? Because it's two away. But you see from that, they didn't separate the two. It didn't say Mekrum Be'er V'Lamayla. And Mesid V'Lamayla, you see, he holds it's not totally in Ovis and Toldas, but it's totally in the different levels. Maybe we'll just read this part of this Rashi at least, and we'll try to touch it. We're in the Rashi to get a more a very good clarkite. Shema Mino Shmile. Rashi is a fourth wide line. Fourth in between lines, Shmana Shmile, Minei, Kulu Bahadi Seis Mistarfin. Everything is Mistarf with Seis, Elyon Echod, which means one tap, one Av, really, Lishtei told us. Disagdaitach Mishnas Oviv. Kitei Mishnah Seinu, if we hold that Rabbi Kiva's Mishnah was like our Mishnah, Toldo La Baharis is Sid. The Toldo of a Baharis is Sid, which is the Toldo of number one is 3. The Toldo is Seis Krum Beya, Hoki Avalameima. This is what he should ask his father. Yoimim Krum Be'er V'Lamayla Tomei Umitzdarif. That first of all, say anything of Krum Be'er V'Lamayla is Tomei Umitzdarif. And Mesid V'Lamayla Tomei Umitzdarif. Those are the two obvious. When they're Vina and Elyon L'Sid V'Fnei Atzmai, and since you would say Elyon L'Sid V'Fnei Atzmai, V'Elyon L'Krum V'Fnei Atzmai, I would understand. Me'el Sheminon, the Mitzdarif in the Kamri Rabbana, Kol Chad El Yishloi. It's only Mitzdarif to the one on top of it, which is the Av. Elyon shel Amri, v'hamis svari adina, and we'll understand from svara the elyon shel sid sheleg shel krum tzemer. The kiven the ein cholak b'maris lavam b'krum l'mayla el dalid. We only know there's only 4 colors. of a krah treik sivi, by kosa meyach of a haris levana is the whitest. So then you will know that it says the next pasuk. Gemara on Bezos says vaseis krayvelah k'mashma. Gavoya means a little higher. It's a little darker. So it looks higher. Memele kiyava told lezer tolzeh mara sid titin lebaharis. You put the sid for the baharis. Mara akrum titin leseis. Sheim ba solite mara sid letzema preshu karvla lemitite mara akrum. So this you should have said. Well, hakav lemeim. Well, halam meim. You have a krum v'lemayla tamei. I'm a starfin. The yavatari hakel have a sakadai lechalak tolzeh tolzeh. So, since he didn't separate it, you have no way to know Toldus. And with the Oisvach, this is the son asked his father this, Shmarinah Shmilei, she ain't Toldus Lebaharis. Ela Elyon Echol Shnei Toldus. There's one Elyon for two Toldus. Well, God, Karchu says, the Rabbi Le'rachmana Tvela. We know that if that's one that has Elyon, it's this Eis, because that's the Pasuk Sapachas on. And therefore, we know that everything goes with levels. We'll stop over here in the Rashi, Baal Kapanim. This is the Raya that Rav Akiva is not holding Avin Toldus. But he holds its levels. Freyti Gemara, Gemara's not finished. Freyti Gemara Kasha. Back in the Gemara, the first word on the line is Mistarfin. V'dilma se'es v'toldosa, beheres v'toldosa. Which means the Gemara's asking, maybe he did ask him that. We're missing. He didn't like speak out. When he asked his father, let's say, Krum Be'el Amayla, he didn't mean only that. He meant to say everything. He says, why would we say Krum Be'el Amayla and Sid Bulamayla, that's he meant to ask. So the whole thing's not right. We'll bring it right from his question. Maybe he asked everything. The time of the Bryce is not giving you every single word of the conversation. So it's not enough of a right. Read and saw one more time. Dilma says told us about her. So he asked him. So El Gemara says, no, the Rai is from Rav Chanina. El Rav Chanina. Dom Rav Chanina. Moshul de Rav Akiva Lama Adav Daima. What's Rav Akiva's Shita? What's a muscle to Rav Akiva's Shita? Rav Akiva's Shita is, every color, shade of white that's a Maila Mazu is the one that's Mistarav to. So he said, what's Rav Akiva's Shita Daima to? La Arba Kais Shal Chalav. You have four cups of milk. Echo Nafu Seicha Shtei Tipin Shadam. One of them fell into the Chalav, two drips of blood. So it changes the white very slightly. The other one, four tipman dam fell in. Eight. 12 tipman. If you realize, everyone's double from the one. The first one was two, next one was four, next one was eight. So next one should be 16, which is V'amri law, Sheish Eshi tipman. Some say 16. Now, Taisa V'am Taisa speaks out that Kanlai Kafa, 12, what's Pshat? Kanlai Kafa Tipa is from the Kfar Nofu Harbe, enough dam fell in, of a Dava Muit, Shemasifal of Nikkar, ready a little bit to make a Nikkar. So he says, Rav Akiva Shita, which we'll see in a second, really talking about, there's one other Nagoyim called a Dam Dom. It's the four shades of white with a little red in it. So he said, how do we categorize the four levels of white with the Dam inside it? It says, one level is so white that the Dam, that this adamdom has a little bit, very little effect to it. That's like two pieces of dam fell into milk. The next level has a little more effect, so it's like four drops of dam fell into it. The next one is eight, and the next one is either 12 or 16. That's the way he categorizes Rav Akiva Shita. Shekula Maris Leubenheim. Elo, Shezel, Amayel, Mezev, Zel, Amayel, Mezev. This one's above, this one's above this one. So what do you see from here? You see the way he puts it down is that's totally a milus. There's four milus. It doesn't say Avin Toldus. He says everything's totally a milus and shades of white. The four levels of shades of white. That's Shtim's Rabbi Kiva Shita, that everything's totally in the four shades of white. So the Gemara asks, okay, Eimer Shamalei Rabbi Kiva b'Pasuch. You only find this Shita Rabbi Kiva by Pasuch, which means the Nega called Adamdom. But who said B'Chaluk Mishamalei? We don't find it by the regular whites that it goes to Ma'ala Mezeh. So the Gemara says, V'chi teima keich l'shamat le've pasach shmila v'chalok. It's the same thing. This is really my skon about it. I'm not catching that. But the Gemara doesn't say, L'maisa, you're right, that's talking about Adamdom. But what's with the chilek? There's in the different whites, there's the plain white, which is called chalok, and there's the pasach, which is the mixed white that has a little red in it. But just like by the white that has a little red in it, we have four levels. Same thing is by the whites. It's all the same thing. It's four levels. And therefore, since we find Rabbi Chanina, Sven Rabbi Akiva, with this marshal, we see that the Shita of Rabbi Akiva is that everything is Zula Maila Mazu. But the Gemara just asks, is that true that Pasuk goes with the levels of Shelek, Tzemer, Sid, Krum. It goes to those levels. Upasu Gufa Mishamalei, Vatam Dor Braisa. Rabbi Kiva, Ima Adam Dom Shevezeh, Veshevezeh, is, what does it look like? Yayim HaMozik V'mayim. It's like wine in water. Elo Shal Baheres, Aza Keshelek. It's Aza, it's strong, it's very strongly white like snow. Veshel Sid, Deyman, and Sid is under it. Now if you look at Rakiva's words, where does he go? He goes from number one to number three. Sounds like Aventolda. So Rav Akiva himself by Pasuch is saying that he goes with Aventolda. So how can you say that Rav Akiva holds Zelam Alam Azev? By time, Rav Akiva Ima, Adam Dutch of Azev is the Gemma of Gemma, Melish of a Harris, Azak Ashalev, so it's a day of Meta. Look more on top of the base. Vim Esau, Shot Semer Day of Meta. The next level is Semer. Number two is Semer. On top of the base. Mishot Semer Day of Meta Barley. Right? Says, Amri Echanami. You're going to change the words. Vatanya, the words of Rabbi Kiva, that Taka Dei Emeta was a Tzemer. And I have a price like that. Vatanya, Vnei Soimer, Loish Om Rabbi Kiva Shal Sid Dei Emeta. Rabbi Kiva didn't say Sid is under it. Ela Shal Tzemer Dei Emeta. Tzeya is under that. So Akaponim, right here, what we're holding is very clear that we brought a Raya now from Rabbi Hanina's words that Rabbi Kiva holds there are four levels. I can ask you, Rabbi Hanina is giving an example of Dam that fell into the Cholov. So he's talking about a dam dom. He's talking about the menega of Pasuch, which means mixed. The menega of being mixed, not the menega of white. The Gemara says, no difference. There's no difference. They're the same thing. If I possibly found the Brisa, it says like Aventola. No, it's a mistake in the Girsa. Really goes from Shelek to Tzemer. And if you care, the Chazanish's bottle, what's the Havamina that Pasuch Cholov will be different? Well, the Gemara comes around and says that it's the same. So, Maskonos Gemara, we have Maskonos Gemara right here. That we know that the four levels, Zeh, Lamayla, Mezeh, are these four levels. And that he says it by Pasuch is the same thing by Cholok. It's all the same thing.